Hey guys, and welcome to this episode of Taste of Premier. We're going to talk about wins in the services organization today. So cue the video. Hey guys, and thanks for joining us for this episode of Taste of Premier. Today we're going to talk about Premier Services wins. And what I mean by that is, you know, we have a services group in Premier. Premier is our support wing in Microsoft, and we have customers that purchase support agreements, and we help them with our software, we help them with the services that we provide, and we have an excellent example today of a huge win that we helped one of our customers achieve. I've got Senior Technical Account Manager Chris Knaff with me today. Chris, how you doing?
Doing great. How about you?
I'm doing good. Thanks, man. Where are you today?
Right now, I'm in Manhattan, based out of Brooklyn, though, but I'm in the Microsoft office today.
Yeah. Well, so if you're actually in New York, you know that there's a difference between Manhattan and Brooklyn. If you're not, then it's just all New York City, I guess.
That's correct.
Yeah. Well, I love it. I actually spent some time in New York. I spent about a year at NYU and just had a blast down near Washington Square Park.
Sure.
Then for a long time, I was the PFE for NBC, so used to go up there all the time. Used to hang out in 30 Rock, which was pretty cool.
We're right across the street from 30 Rock.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in fact, you know, they have that yearly Christmas tree lighting thing.
Yep.
And one year, my customer invited me to the Christmas lighting, and he has an office that sits right behind where the Christmas tree is. So he had a TV in his office, and every time they showed the Christmas tree, you could see his office. So every time his office was on TV, I'd flash the lights on and off. And so I'd be like calling people, hey, watch your TV. Okay, ready? Here we go. Lights on, lights off, lights on, lights off. And they're like, oh, you're not doing that. I'm like, oh, yeah? Watch this. On, off, on, off, on, off. It was pretty funny. We had a lot of fun. Yeah, oh, I love New York City. So, man, tell us about the issue that your customer faced.
This was an interesting issue. It's actually everything you want to have happen with a product and how to fix it ahead of time. NYPD has a service that they provide to the residents of New York City. And as most proactive customers do, they monitor it on a regular basis. And one of the things they noticed was the system was not going down, but was being flooded with data and causing it to slow down a little bit. So they started investigating it. They weren't sure what it was, but they investigated a little bit. And they found that what was happening is the system was flooding the entire network with little microbursts of information, just little packets. And the packets seemed to be asking each node if they knew what was going on or if they could respond to it. And what they decided to do was call Microsoft, because they went to the vendor that implemented it. The vendor said, I think this is a Microsoft issue. Let's get Microsoft Services involved. So they gave me a call and said, hey, Chris, open up a case. So we opened up a case specifically with our network load balancing team. And it happened to hit our Charlotte office. And we got hold of a great engineer. He dove into it quickly and he knew what was going on. He only had to talk to him for about 5 or 6 minutes. He knew what was going on, knew how to fix it. The interesting thing with all of this was that because it was such an important system for NYPD and the residents of New York City, we felt that getting it taken care of over the phone might not be enough. So we got senior management involved and wanted to get somebody on site, show how we were doing, you know, what we should be doing for NYPD or for any customer when they've got an important system like this. And as it turned out, as luck would have it, our on-site teams did not support this particular product. The only people that supported it were our Charlotte and our Las Colinas and our Washington sites. So the guy we had on the phone was the perfect guy to be on site. Turns out his manager is an ex-NYPD police officer. So the minute he saw this case come through as a severity A, for those of you that don't know, a severity A means it's critical, we need to take care of it now, and Microsoft throws all kinds of resources on the call to get it taken care of right away. As soon as he saw it was a Sev A, he gave me a call and he said, "Hey Chris, as you know, I've got NYPD in my blood. We're here to help them. Let's see what we can do." And I said, "You know what? Our best thing is to get somebody on site." And we pulled the strings and got the right people on site, shipped the guy up here from Charlotte the next morning, and began working on the issue.
That sounds awesome. What did it turn out to be? Something in one of our products? Was it one of our issues, or was it something just generic to the environment?
It turned out to be something that happens a lot with our products, where a customer rolls it out, but they don't read our best practices manual. So this particular problem was laid out in our best practices. So when the engineer got on site, he said, "Okay, you know, here's how it should be laid out. Let me ask a couple of questions." He clarified what was going wrong, and he said, "Okay, now what you need to do is this, this, and this." So NYPD put together a change request, because they follow our MOF and ITIL processes, put in an emergency change request and rolled it out into a test environment, verified that the microbursts of data were reduced dramatically. I think they used the term 10 times less data was coming across the system. And once they verified it was happening, working correctly, I guess, in the sandbox environment, they rolled it out into production. It took 2 or 3 days to do this, but that was pretty quick considering how big NYPD is and how important the system is.
That's cool. So how long did it take from the time the customer opened a Sev A until we had boots on the ground?
We opened a Sev A at, I want to say, 4 o'clock on Wednesday evening. It might be wrong on the day, but I think it was Wednesday evening. The next morning, we had somebody on site. And the only reason it took until the next morning was because the NYPD was shut down for the day and they didn't need anybody that night. So we had the engineer stay at home with his family, hop the first flight to New York City in the morning, and he was on site at 11 a.m.
Yeah. And that's actually one of the good things about the engineer being in Charlotte, right, is that we've got U.S. Air here, and there's always nonstop flights to everywhere.
Yeah, and it was a good showing of what Microsoft calls the work-life balance, right? We could have shipped this guy out that night, but that would have been a hardship to him and his family. So the ability to let him stay at home, spend the night with his family, come up the next morning was exactly what you want to have happen.
Yeah, absolutely. So what was the customer temperature initially?
They were never hot, ever. They just made sure that we knew that it was happening and that we were aware that it was important to them. What I thought was very telling was when we showed up with the engineer on site, one of the first things they did before they even got us in touch with the team that supported this product is we walked up to the commissioner's office, and we didn't talk to the commissioner, but we talked to the guy in charge of this particular product. And all he had to say was, "Thank you, thank you, thank you. This was very nice." That he even said, "You didn't have to be here for this," but he understood why we were here and what we were doing.
That's awesome. I just have to ask, did he have a big red phone in his office?
He didn't have a big red phone in his office, but he was pretty important. He did have a lot of newspaper clippings that had reports of this particular issue going on over the last few weeks. So he was well aware that this was happening. He was abreast of the issue and ready to take care of it.
Yeah, that's awesome. So can you talk to us a little bit about what the resolution actually was? What, you know, from a technical standpoint, what was the technical issue?
Yeah, they leveraged our Microsoft load balancing service in our Windows Server product. So basically it was a software load balancing system. And what had happened was, if you don't I don't know all the technical details because I'm not as technical as I used to be, but it had to do with telling the switches and routers where the VLAN was, so that when the load balancing software went out to, I guess, assess the network, it wouldn't send packets out to every node on the network. If you don't do that, then it just broadcasts out to the entire network, just tiny little bits saying, hey, do you know where this packet needs to go? And the machine set needed to reply would reply. If you configured it properly, then it wouldn't have to do that. It knew exactly where the packets needed to go.
Yeah, so it sounds to me, so I was a network escalation engineer, and I actually worked across the street. Well, I'm in Charlotte, so across the street is where you're talking about. Mm-hmm. It sounds like maybe the heartbeat packets were escaping out into the wild instead of, yeah.
I think you're right there. I think it was something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it sounds like the issue is. So beforehand, not really hot. How were they afterwards?
They were very thankful afterwards. I did a summary and provided that to the higher-ups at NYPD as well as the higher-ups at Microsoft just to make sure that everything was good, and they liked the summary and said we can go ahead and distribute that within Microsoft, and they would keep it on file as well.
Yeah. So it sounds like it wasn't really a technical issue with our product as much as it was just a configuration issue. Maybe the customer missed something in best practices, or we had something, incorrectly configured. So the technical portion of this doesn't sound like it was that big a deal. I'm sure the impact was big, but the technical side of this probably wasn't that big a deal. And this actually is a pretty good argument for getting a group like Microsoft Consulting Services engaged on products that are mission critical.
Correct.
Yeah. I think that probably could have helped us completely avoid this situation.
They could have also opened up an advisory case with Premier Support and just floated the design by our network load balancing team. And they could have given the thumbs up or the thumbs down at that particular point.
Yeah, absolutely. You also mentioned MOF. And just for people that don't know what MOF is, it's Microsoft Operations Framework, and it's a program that we implement here and that we advise customers to implement, which essentially sets up a framework for how you deal with issues when they occur.
Yeah, we call it a methodology.
Yeah, there you go.
You have a sort of a circle. You plan, and then you implement, then you check, and then you do that. You repeat it over and over again for everything that you're doing out there, as opposed to what used to happen in the old days where administrators would say, hey, I know how to take care of this. They'd install it, not really investigating the ramifications, and you may or may not have backlash at that point.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was a mission-critical issue for NYPD. They called us, and in less than 24 hours, Microsoft Services came to the rescue, had the issue solved, and they were up and running.
Correct.
That's just awesome. That is awesome.
Yeah, I was pretty stoked. That's what you want to have happen with your support. No matter who you're going with, you want it to be fixed that quickly and with that kind of ease.
Yeah, absolutely. And we definitely have product knowledge. That's something that we have no shortage of. Okay, well, listen, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today. It's been interesting. By the way, do you know the name of the engineer that helped you out?
His name was Hirsch DeCudo.
Hirsch DeCudo. Okay, cool. Well, I just wanted to give him a little shout out for being flexible and getting there as quickly as he did.
Yeah, he was great. NYPD loved him. He's from New York, so it was a way for him to come home for a weekend and visit where he used to live. And he got to do a little touring of the city for the weekend and flew home before Monday started.
Yeah. I mean, there's just nothing like it, man. I love going to New York. So certainly, I can certainly see how if you're from there, a free trip on Microsoft and the ability to solve a huge mission critical issue for a customer makes things worthwhile for you.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, thanks, guys. Thanks for joining us for this episode. And if you need more information about Microsoft services, Chris is going to throw the website up for you. My Chris, not Chris Naff. Chris, thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. Guys, thank you. And that's your Taste of Premiere.